The legislature is into the final 2 weeks of this year's 90-day session, with a lot of the top priority items still undecided and a lot of work left to do. APRN's Dave Donaldson is at the Capitol in Juneau. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
So, Dave, what are the top items that still need to be worked on before the House and Senate adjourn?
Well, first of all, remember, things can go very quickly once some common ground, some compromise can be found on things. And that's what it's going to have to take to get things going. For example, all the governor's bills are still in the works, but that doesn't mean that they're going to pass. Right now, for example, the scholarship bill is definitely in trouble just because of the cost of it. But finance people are still looking for at least partial funding for it for a year or two, or perhaps places where they can trim it back. So that's the sort of thing that a lot of stuff is coming when. And so, you know, at that point, they just need to work on almost everything.
Well, at the beginning of the session, I remember all the predictions were that energy would be the top priority. I haven't noticed anything going to the governor on that subject. What happened?
I think we've all noticed the exact same thing. There's nothing relating to energy among those seven bills that have passed this year. The problem, at least I think it's the problem, is that there are just simply too many plans and options and bills, and they're starting to hang off of each other and get in each other's way. For example, the House and the Senate are chasing different ideas on how to get gas to the Cook Inlet area. The House wants an independent development team to get all the basic work ready by next summer. Then they can start work after the legislature takes a look at the final plan and gives permission. The Senate just wants to tell the Alaska Railroad to build a line. There are pros and cons to both sides, but those two ideas are pretty well contradictory. And that's the sort of thing that we have found. A lot of people are waiting on that one to see what comes out of a meeting either this afternoon or tomorrow between the sponsors of those two plans. The lower-level committees have put out a lot of ideas. Now there's just a backlog of everything in finance committees. So someone's going to have to make some decisions, and at that point, I think we can still see some energy bills come out.
Are oil and gas taxes still an issue?
You know, the House does not have the urgency that the Senate felt on the idea of separating oil and gas taxes. It seems that the bill is, they're not necessarily opposed to it, it's just that they don't think that it's absolutely necessary. It seems to be caught in some last-minute net over there in the House somewhere. I haven't seen how it will be treated at the end, but I think that it's still a part of this big mix that's out there.
Well, how about the budgets? That's the one thing they have to do.
Yeah, the operating budgets are right where they need to be. The capital budget will come out in the Senate Finance Committee tomorrow. That's the Senate Finances version. And it still needs a lot of massaging. It's got to come together. The problem is that most members have not seen it. They don't know what's in that bill. And we're talking about leaders. We're talking about the Senate majority itself. You know, it's not terribly out of line yet. But there are some things that could, once we look at it, we'll know a little bit better where it is.
Okay, Dave, big final question here. Yes or no, will they make the 90-day limit that voters wanted a few years ago?
All right. I have to answer directly. I'd say maybe. There's a lot of time for talk. People are talking. There are 2 weeks left to yak around about things. The only problem that I see is that there's just so many hot spots that have to be put out. And frankly, I'm not real confident that they can do it at this point.
All right, Dave. Thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.